Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, women here. It's our sixth Sunday of Easter also, as we celebrate the Mother's Day today. Glad that we are able to join here and also online. God has given us one more day to live in this world to be a blessing. Not only that, He gave us the opportunity to be His children so that we can gather together in His name and worship together here and also online. The announcements are listed in the second page. Those are the regular announcements. You can go through that real quickly. Our food bank ministry continues. If you want to donate in cash or in kind. And some of the coming Sundays I listed there. May 24th is the Pentecost Sunday. We'll be celebrating the Feast of Pentecost. And the last Sunday and the first Sunday of June, last Sunday of this month and the first Sunday of June, we will be out, so Pastor Tim Owens will be preaching and will be here. Thank you all for joining together for this service, so let us worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The opening hymn is hymn number 57 in the Blue Book. And I'll bring it up on the screen also. Oh, for a thousand times to sing, number 57. We will sing 1 through 4. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to gather in your name to worship you. As your children redeemed by the blood of Christ, redeemed from our sins so that we can have eternity with you. We thank you for the gift of life and the many blessings that you shower upon us, O God, every day. Even when we have been unfaithful, your faithfulness has been with us always. It is always from everlasting to everlasting. We thank you for the gift of worshipping together, our living God together, especially on this Mother's Day, as we celebrate and remember all the mothers. And you have revealed victory over death through your Son, Jesus Christ. With joyful songs we rejoice. At the same time, we also pray for our dear mothers. May your blessings pour out on us and them, those women of faith who have been mothers to us along our journey. We remember and thank you for their presence and guidance in our lives. Lord, we pray that you will be with us today with your presence, that we can worship you in truth and in spirit. Touch each and every one of our hearts, O God, according to our needs. And bless us with the power that we will receive from you today in your word, from your singing, the prayers that we make, that will honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's our fellowship time now. If you're able, please stand up and greet each other.
Good morning.
Our mothers. I hope you all got a rose flower today. Did you all get one? If anybody didn't get one, let us know. And I wanted to recognize we have some special gifts that we usually give out on Mother's Day every year. You remember that? We recognize the oldest mother and we also recognize the youngest mother. So do you want to do that? Okay. So who is the oldest mother? Whoever is, raise your hand and we'll decide if there's more than one.
No.
Jean is the...
yeah.
Jean is the unquestioned oldest mother we have and our grandmother. And I'm glad that you're here today also with us. And we are praying for you. And hope God will heal you and recover you to back normal. So the youngest mother is the...
Linda's going to give the youngest mother.
Is it Linda or you? Who is that? No, let's see, 50 or above? Or 49 or above? Or 50 or above? 49? Then 48 or above?
I think I'm still 47.
Okay, so 47? 47 would be the youngest, right? Youngest will be her.
I was going to donate it to Linda, but that's okay.
Okay, yeah, I thought youngest. Linda's older, right?
No, she's young at heart.
I'm 54.
Oh, 54. Okay, she's 54.
Well, so I'm going to give it to Linda. Dean and Linda, that way they have matching.
Yes, we have two Lindas.
I still give it to you on your way.
Get it,
bring it down. Oh, okay.
It's okay.
She's right. Young at heart.
Yes.
Now y'all can be matching. Linda.
Hey. Yeah.
Linda and Jean, they'll have matching.
Yeah, we honor our mothers because you don't have to bear children to be a mother, really. Mother Teresa never had her own children, but she's called the mother of everybody, right? And also, you don't have to give birth to be a mother either. Or you can be a mother just because you gave birth. It is a blessing that God gives to people who are called and chosen for that purpose. So it's a very special, unique purpose, and we will remember, and my sermon is going to be on that, and we'll have a special prayer for you. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for all the mothers who are strong, grant, whose strength and gentleness and understanding has strengthened us in our lives. We also pray for mothers who are weak. Grant grace to them so that they can meet their needs also, O God. And we also remember people who need compassion, who are not meeting the daily tasks of a mother sometimes. We pray that you'll give them the grace to be the mothers that they're called to be. We thank you for all of those who are mothers who have watched us, raised us, seen us growing in your grace every day. And also we pray for those mothers who are grieving because of various problems in their lives and the deaths of their children or many other problems that they are going through. We pray that you will give them comfort and peace during this time. And also we thank you, Lord, for the women who look in others' children through adoption and foster care. And bless all of them, O God. Bless them with your guidance, your care, your compassion every day. We thank you, Lord, for the women who have influenced our lives in so many different ways. Thank you for mothers everywhere, in this country and everywhere. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Our responsive reading is Psalm 139. One through 18, it's on the screen. If you are able, please stand.
You have searched me, Lord, and you know me.
You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar.
You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways.
Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely.
You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain.
Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?
If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there.
If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea,
even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast.
If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me,
even the darkness will not be dark to you, the night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you.
For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb.
I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well.
My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth.
Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them.
When I count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. So prayer time now, where we share our prayers of blessings and give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also we'll share our prayers of burdens and concerns. We share with each other and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, that God will answer our prayers according to his time and his will. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletins. Please remember these people and these items listed there in those boxes in your regular prayers every day. Particularly pray for Carol, who is in the rehab now, and also Wayne. Please pray for them, that God's healing hand will touch them and heal them both. Remember Ronnie, Ricky, Sean and Amy Conway, Lou, Yolanda, Pam, and Adam. Remember them in your prayers for their healing. Thank God for recovery, that progress of recovery is being made by Jean McBrayer, and she's able to be here with us, and thank God for that. Also pray for people who are going through different needs in their lives, especially Melissa Pilcher and her family, that God will give them the directions that they need in their family needs. Just remember our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who serve us behind the scenes, grocery clerks, delivery people, construction workers, many, many others that we need to remember thankfully for their services, and pray for them and their families. Pray for our nation, our president, vice president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions that affect our lives. God will give them the wisdom to make the right decisions and bring peace and unity in this country. pray or also world peace, that the world leaders will also fear God when they make decisions. Will bring peace to this world and end all these wars that are happening around the world. Pray for our church that God has given us in this community to be His witness, so that we will be doing His work faithfully. Pray for all the churches in this area, pastors and ministers and leaders who work in various different ways to spread the love of Christ, that God will bless their ministries. And the world church at large also, missionaries and many others who work for God's kingdom, spreading the love of Christ in many different parts of the world. Remember them in our prayers, that God will give them the strength every day to do the work they are called to do. Those are the prayer items that I wanted to call out. Anybody have any special calls? Yes, Ellen.
Yes, I'd like to ask a prayer for the Larry Hughes family.
Who?
Larry Hughes family. My brother even passed this week and his funeral was yesterday.
Oh, Larry Hughes family. Is he in Georgia? Where is he now? Where was he?
Coming, or where is he located?
Where does he live? Oh, Dawsonville, but he used to be a member here, but he's lived in Dawson County the last 20 years in his family.
Oh, okay.
He was a Vietnam veteran too.
Okay. Remember his family in our prayers. There he is. Anyone else? Anybody? If not, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer. And then I'll close with a summarized prayer at the end. Let us pray. Merciful and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of life and family and friends, church and fellowship, and the joy that we share with each other because of your love. Thank you for the many blessings that you give us every day in spite of our conditions and now in spite of our unfaithfulness and sinful nature. You still continue to bless us, O God, with everything that we need. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection and keeping us safe in this busy world every day, O God. We come before you with a grateful heart, full of heart, thanksgiving to give to you, O God. At the same time, many of us are broken in many different ways, especially need healing in our bodies. The ones that we have lifted up by name, we pray for all of those who are looking for healing, Carol and Wayne. Bless them with your healing. Touch them with your healing hand, Lord God, as we pray together. We pray for Ronnie, Ricky, and Sean, Amy, Conway, Lou, and Yolanda, and Pam, and Adam. Touch them, O God, as we pray together. Heal them. We know that you are the great physician who can heal and make us whole. Bless them with your healing power this time, O God. We pray for all of those who are recovering in various different ways. We pray for Jean McBrayer, thank you for bringing her with us today to worship together. Recover her health back to strength in her body so that she can leave the facility back to home. Pray for Grace Ames and Jan. Bless them also with your comforting presence and heal them according to your grace. We pray for Melissa as they are looking for direction in her life, and we pray for her peace and direction for her. Pray for Larry Hughes' family. Bless them with your peace. Comfort them with your presence, O God, at the time of this grieving. We also pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who are serving behind the scenes in our lives to make our life comfortable. Lord, we thank you for their services and we pray for them and their families that you will keep them safe, O God. Bless them with the blessings that they need in their lives. We pray for our nation, our president, vice president, leaders of the Congress and governors and many, many others who make decisions that they will be guided by God's wisdom and not human wisdom, that make good decisions that will bring unity and peace to our country and prosperity. We also pray for the world leaders that when they make decisions that they will fear God and also bring peace to this world through their decisions. We thank you again for this church that you have given us to do your work in this community. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in the opportunity that you have given us to do, to spread your love, to spread your care and love and compassion to the people who are in need. We especially pray for the Hispanic group also, the work that they are doing also. We are blessing to this community. Bless us together, Lord, to reach out and touch the hearts of people around us, God. We thank you again for your presence in our midst, and we pray for the church at large around the world, missionaries and many others who work for your kingdom. Bless them with the power of the Holy Spirit, that they'll be strengthened every day and do your work faithfully without fear or problems. Be with us today, Lord, as we worship together, that we lift up your name, that we can worship you in truth and in spirit, in all the things that we do here, like our singing, our prayers, and the meditation of the word, will bring blessing to our hearts and blessing to this world through us, O God, through the word that we receive that will bring life and spirit to this world. May your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory.
Doxology. Beautiful day. Thank you for our mothers. Thank you for loving us, and thank you that our mothers loved us. And we just thank you on this Mother's Day. We pray that you bless this offering to your use and us to thy service, and keep us ever mindful of the needs of others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please remain standing for the scripture reading, which comes from Luke 1. It's not John. Luke 1, verses 26 through 28.
He did it?
He did, but
writing is right. It's good.
The writing is correct, but they didn't change the label.
Oh, okay.
But it's not John, it's Luke. In the 6 months of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of Mary. The virgin's name was Mary, descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Is this correct, Ira?
Yes.
Okay. It's a little bit more verses.
The angel.
Okay. The angel, we're going to start back there. The angel went to her and said, Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us to experience in our lives as power and spirit. Open our hearts, O God, to receive your word. Illumine our souls so that we can understand the meaning of the message we hear today. Empower us with your power, Lord, as we leave from this place that we will be more powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The passage that we read today, many of you probably, I was also confused when he didn't change the title. We usually read this passage during Christmas time, the birth of Christ. So that may be why I was confused. And then I thought he didn't change the title. I thought I was going to be preaching something different today, and I'm not prepared. I got nervous. Anyway, that's the right passage there that we'll be looking at the mother of Jesus, Mary, when we celebrate Mother's Day today. I wanted to bring up something that on the screen here. Do you all think that it's made out of Legos? A son made that for his mom with Legos for his Mother's Day. And that's Jace at the back. Very good job. I couldn't imagine how you would do that. That's pure love there. Congratulations and good job, Jace. Because I was really impressed. So as we come back to the scripture that we read today, about Mary being conceived by the Holy Spirit to be the mother of Jesus, the Savior of the world. But that was not a very happy moment for Mary. She was confused. She was a virgin. And she did not understand what was going on. It was a very painful life situation that that little girl had to go through to accept the motherhood of the Savior of the world. When we remember Mother's Day, motherhood is not for the average person. It is for called and chosen people. You don't have to be giving birth to, you don't have to give birth to be a mother. You can be a mother like figure to somebody. But it's a calling, it's a chosen responsibility that God gives to people. I was reading about a meditation that a mother wrote. She was sitting in the delivery room with her newborn baby in her bed, supposed to be one of the happiest moments of her life, with that baby being delivered that day. She was looking at the baby. But instead of celebration, the room was filled with anxiety and uncertainty. The doctors had just told her the child that just born would face lifelong medical challenges. She sat there quietly. She was writing this in her testimony. Looking at that baby that was supposed to bring joy and blessing to that mother turned out to be one of the saddest news that she had to hear that day. Then she made a prayer. God, I don't understand this, but if you have entrusted this child to me and not to anybody else, I know there's a purpose behind it. I know you have chosen me for this purpose. And I know you will give me the strength to walk this journey with you. Not a very easy decision to make. Not an easy prayer to make for any mother who was blessed with a baby but with that kind of challenges. That moment did not answer her questions or her questions at all. You and I know that. She knows that. But it became a moment of saying yes to God for the call that God had made on that day to that woman. Yes, it may be challenging. Motherhood is not an easy job. It's a challenging job. But many, many, many have said yes to that calling. Sometimes it is what faith looks like. Not having everything figured out, but trusting in a God who has chosen you for a purpose. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, faced such a moment when she was given that task to bear Jesus to this world. No mother wants to get bad news about their children. We are used to hearing nice wishes and uplifting comments about our babies. Otherwise, you know, it's not a good thing to have. We always talk good things about our babies. But when a male child is born in a Jewish custom, they are supposed to take that baby to the temple, usually about a month afterwards, about 40th day according to the Old Testament. In Leviticus we read that they will take the baby, especially a male child when was born, will be taken to the temple to dedicate to God around about the 40th day of the birth. So Jesus was taken to the temple by Mary to present it to the Lord. That's what we read in Luke chapter 2, where we read this. When he was presented to the temple, the high priest at that time was an old man, and he was so excited to see the baby, and he blessed Mary and also gave her a warning: a sword will pierce your soul through this child. A very piercing, painful blessing at the end. The child you have been given is a blessing to this world. At the same time, it will be a sword that will pierce your heart because of him. He was prophesying about the suffering her son was going to have in this world. He was telling her that she would experience intense personal grief and suffering because of this child. And we all know that during the crucifixion time, the mother of Jesus was watching her son on the cross, struggling in pain and calling out in pain for you and me. But that mother stood there watching her son die. That was the prophecy that she had in the 40th day of Jesus when he was presented at the temple. So she was given a calling that was not only challenging but also prophesied by the prophet and the temple priest that she will have to go through suffering because of that child. But she accepted the call. That's what mothers do. Regardless of what they are given with, regardless of what kind of situation they have to go through because of a child, they take upon that responsibility and say yes to God when they are given that. Thank God for all the mothers. They bring life to this world. And it's not an easy job. It's not an easy responsibility. It's a chosen responsibility given to ordinary people so that they become extraordinary human beings, raising their children in this world. They are the ones who give birth to each one of us here today. Everybody in this world was given birth by a mother. They kept you from dying, from choking, from poisoning and cutting yourself. They are the ones who kept us safe even when we were growing up. In fact, human baby is one of the most vulnerable babies among all the animals, because you cannot take the eyes off of the baby for a long time, years. They can die so fast and from sleeping on the wrong side sometimes, because they don't know how to flip themselves, unlike other animals. So human babies are the ones who need the tenderest care, most care among all the animals. And our mothers are called with that challenge. And they do that. What a blessing that we have mothers and grandmothers. The Bible says that God is like a mother to us. In Isaiah chapter 66, we read that as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. Not only they raise us and keep us safe in this world to raise us physically, but they also comfort us. When we go through struggles in our lives, regardless of how old you grow, your mother is your comfort all the time. And how many times have you seen when people were being killed and tortured, they called for their moms? I've seen that on TV even recently. Then the guy was shot and he was struggling with his life and he finally died. He wanted to see his mom. That kind of comfort that you get even at the point of death, our heart longs for our moms. Because there is a love connection that we build with our moms that no one else can substitute. Only God is the substitute for that. Bible teaches to honor God just as we honor our mothers and fathers. Because there's a love bond that we connect with our God, just like a mother connects with her children. Then angel called Mary highly favored. Mary was not living in a palace. She was not in any kind of religious positions to be the mother of the Savior of the world. But she was an ordinary girl living in an ordinary family. She was in Nazareth, above all, a small little town overlooked by history. Nobody knew. Can anything good coming from Nazareth? That was what people used to say at the time about the city she was born. But God chose that city, that little town, and God chose a little girl, an ordinary girl, from that unknown town to be the mother of the Savior. And then she was called, "Greetings, Mary, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mothers are a highly favored group of people by God. They are not only chosen by God in ordinary places for extraordinary purpose, but also favored by God. God's favor rests on them because they need it. There are mothers today who may feel like their lives are just routine. All these things, that diapers and dishes and school time and homework and games and running around, doing this and that, finally you get tired every day, exhausted. But God sees something deeper in the things that our mothers do. He sees faithfulness. He sees love. God sees a heart that is shaping the next generation through our mothers. God's special favor rests on our mothers. They also have firm faith in times of fear, just like Mary had. Mary was confused. She questioned the situation. She said, "How can this be? I am a virgin." But then when the angel explained to her that the Holy Spirit will come upon her, she accepted it. She accepted because it came from God. Trusting in God is something that mothers put their strength on. The faith is very strong anchor for every mother. In Proverbs we read, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. And that's what mothers do. There are mothers who try to hold their families together with all kinds of financial and family problems around them. Bills piling up, uncertainty glooms in the family. Every night they go to bed not knowing how it will work out the next day. But every morning God gives them the strength to carry on. That's what Mary did. She did not get the whole picture in the beginning, but she trusted in God one step at a time. Faith is not having all the answers. Faith is trusting in the one who does have all the answers. It was a surrendered yes from Mary. Mary's response is one of the most powerful in Scripture. Had she not said yes to that call, what would have been the history of the world? You can't even think about it. But Mary said yes, and we are here today because of that call that she accepted. Mary's response is one of the most powerful in the Scripture. Among all the women, I am the Lord's servant, let it be to me according to your word. And she accepted that call. That yes came with a great cost. It came with the rejection, suffering, pain, and ultimately grief. There was a mother who put her career on hold for her child with special needs. It wasn't the life she had planned. But years later she said, I thought I was giving something up. I did not realize that God was giving me something deeper. A surrendered yes is never wasted because it's God's call. God gives us faith through every season to accept God's call. Just like Mary, it is not just one moment. It is a journey through many seasons, seasons of our lives, our children's lives. So as we come back to what Mary has done, and Mary teaches us here today, every mother today, God chooses you as favored and called. Mary's life can be summed up in as called and willing. God is calling for people who are willing. That changes history, that changes purpose in this world because of the trusted yes that the mothers are saying. As we come back to the closing of the message, I wanted to take you back to that mother who was in the hospital, who accepted that challenge of that baby that was born to her. That child who was born with challenges grew, but not without difficulty. There were doctor's visits, setbacks, and long nights, and moments of deep exhaustion for that mother. There were days when she questioned everything. But there were also unexpected moments. Moments of laughter, moments of breakthrough, and moments where she saw strength in her child that she didn't know was possible. One day someone asked her, if you could go back to that moment in the hospital, knowing everything you know now, would you still say yes? She paused. Tears filled her eyes and she said, yes, because through this journey, I have seen God in ways I never would have otherwise. Thank God for the calls that God gives to us. That's what Mary discovered. Her yes did not lead to an easy life, but it led to a meaningful one. Not only just for her, but the whole world of salvation. The whole world was given salvation through her child. Not a life without challenges, but a life filled with purpose, because of God's calling. God is not looking for perfect people. He is looking for willing hearts like Mary. A simple yes to God can change everything. And that's what our mothers are. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. And be thankful for our mothers. That also a mother like God is caring us every day. Just like a mother cares for the child. Let us be thankful for that. Amen. The closing hymn is Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Blue Book. If you are able, please stand. It's also on the screen. God is not looking for perfect people. He is looking for people who will say yes with a willing heart, just like Mary. When you accept that challenge, you may not understand all the things about our journey, but you will never walk alone because He is going to be with us during that journey. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.